those, when children do it and when adults do it, I mean, is there a, do you have a name, sort of, you have a name difference, but do you, is there really a... I guess what I'm saying...
It all depends upon the individuals, I think, because as well as I can remember in high school, a teacher's pet could be one who specifically toadied to the teacher. And it could also be one who was above average in intelligence or work habits and ability, and as a result, the teacher showed preference to. I mean, it was not necessarily, the term teacher's pet would not necessarily be based just upon the fact that they were always catering to the teacher. It might be perhaps based on the fact that the teacher catered to them for obvious reasons. I think that sometimes in employment you will find the same thing, particularly in heavily unionized organizations and in governmental employment. A person who loves his work and does it well is often looked at by the others who feel that there's only a certain amount of work period should be done in 8 hours as being an ass kisser, when really that is not the attitude at all. I mean, an ass kisser, in my opinion, is the guy who specifically tries to ingratiate himself, not through ability, but just through doing special favors and being unusually respective and all of that. But I think generally the average guy sits and applies the same term to both people.
Personally, I think I agree. Now, in the high school, what's the big building that the basketball games are played in?
The gym.
Any other activities that might be done there?
Oh, they might have dances there, girls' drill team practices there. In some high schools, where down here in the old days where they didn't have an auditorium or where they outgrew the auditorium, they'd use the gym for an auditorium.
Mm-hmm. What's the full name of that now?
Gymnasium.
Okay. And what kind of a fence is usually found around playgrounds now?
Chain link.
Okay. And in schools, what do they call the place where the toilets are?
The girls' room and the boys' room.
And prior to high school, you went to what? Right before high school, you went to what school?
Junior high.
Okay, and right before junior high, you went to what?
Elementary.
Okay, any other name you use?
Grade school.
Grade school. All right. Now, this next section deals with ethnic groups and the names that you might have heard in conjunction with them. Okay, and we've already talked about blacks. How about American Indians? Any
Indians?
Any, you know, the Seminoles around here, slang or... Now this could incorporate either pejorative names or any, or even ameliorative names, you know, either way.
Well, of course, your only Indian tribe down here were your Seminoles. So, and they were generally just, they might be referred to either way as Seminoles or Indians.
Okay, how about Orientals in general?
Orientals in general were, if you knew the designation, were referred to as Chinks or Japs or, I think generally down here those were about the only Orientals that were here in any number to be noticeable.
All right, now the Chinks would be what? I mean, in that case, would that be the
Chinese?
All right, and the Japs would be the Japs.
Yeah.
Did you have any designation for like Koreans?
No.
Was it,
I mean, as